POTS and journaling. I'm Dr. Dave Stone, pediatric cardiologist. We've talked a lot before about trying to correlate your symptoms with foods. For instance, if you're having highly addictive, large, unhealthy carbohydrate-laden meals, it may sometimes make your POTS symptoms worse. So I want you to do the same type of correlation with water and salt. Many people report an excellent amount of water throughout the day and an optimal amount of salt throughout the day, but they are still having symptoms. But the symptoms may be well before you reach that goal. And if that is the case, you will want to try and alter your water and salt intake. For instance, if you are having an exacerbation or a worsening of your symptoms, let's say between 12 and 3 p.m., which you would know if you were journaling, I would want you to try and increase your water and salt intake up until that point. Obviously, we are not expecting you to have a water intake of 100 ounces by noon or a salt intake of 12 grams. But the point being, you may be able to make some important differences just by some little tweaks. This is where food journaling, water and salt journaling is key. You can be very, very helpful for us as physicians by bringing in this on your journal. Write it down, put it in your phone. It's very helpful to document on paper.